This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network. Hi, I'm Brushfire. I'm really tall and I'm a big shill for aroma because I got a rice cooker I can stick my dick in.
Steve, you're contractually required to say Aroma, America's number one rice cooker brand.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down, and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high, and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place. Their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know. But I can't control my gaming fix. And I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fanfiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
Hey, Steve.
Yes?
I have a picture of you.
You can send the picture, but we're already live.
Oh, I did.
Whoa, we're already live.
Yep.
Washed.
Okay, I've never seen that happen before. Virtual machine. It's either stopped, started, paused. I've never seen it actually say aborted. That's
wow,
weird.
Wow, we got dark here on the show.
We are live, I think.
Are you sure we're not aborted?
I am going to be so happy.
Okay. Yes, there is. Wolf Boys just posted washed.
I am going to be so happy when the season is over and y'all can't do washed anymore.
Oh, we can still do
we're
it.
We're still going to do it.
Yeah, just like I'm going to still do steam hams sometimes in the future.
Oh, no.
We will never not do washed.
Can we get that as a shirt? Washed?
You know, we'll pitch it to the Brothers Chaps and we'll have them... have them make it. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and tonight, bittersweet evening. This is the last episode of Season 5. Longest season we've ever done. More than twice the length of our first season.
And no, you said length.
Ladies.
Bittersweet night. This is the end of Season 5, and also represents the end of our tenure at Nerdy Show. So after this episode, you will be able to still listen to episodes... that we've done. We're going to be doing some switching around. Nothing is going away. A couple things are changing, but nothing is going away.
We're all going away. Yes. We're all going on vacation. We're going to go down to Aruba.
Jamaica.
Arugula.
Yeah.
No, arugula.
But we wish Nerdy Show well. All of their shows are moving over to Megaphone, and they've signed an agreement with Cabana. They'll still be around, too, and Cap has already signed up for Season 6. We love you guys, and we're happy to continue doing what we're doing. As always, I'm Steve-O. Joining me tonight are David, Logan, Sean, Referee Val, and we're going to read Sonic and the Search
what
for Love.
What do you mean, Referee Val? I am not the only referee.
Screw you. Val, you are our Moira from Nickelodeon's Guts.
All right, Tom, make sure you get the rugby ball into the rugby net.
Does rugby have a net? I've never watched rugby.
No.
I don't know.
They have an end zone.
Do they?
It's like football.
All right, that's cool, I guess.
All right, what are we
is
all
it cool?
drinking?
I don't know that it's cool.
What are we all drinking tonight? I have popped open a bottle of Angry Orchard Walden Hollow that we've been saving.
Yep.
Oh, hang on. Let me go grab mine real quick.
We all went to go do it. You didn't go do it?
I will.
I'm imagining Logan running around naked with peanut butter on his penis, giggling like that.
But not our Aroma, America's number one rice cooker brand, according to NDS studies are from 2011 and further.
That's like when you go to a restaurant and it's Zagat rated from 2007.
I got Sour Monkey.
So what are you drinking, Dave?
I'm going to have whiskey and root beer.
Okay. And Sean?
Whiskey and apple juice.
Ah.
Apple juice!
Half price!
Thanks.
All we do is reiterate other YouTubes and other personalities. Why are we not original?
We are original.
I blame you guys.
You sure you want
to
blame us?
It's so much easier to reference a thing people knows than to come up with your own content and wait for people to know it. And the kids will be like out in the streets, like holding hands and having a good time together, saying ba 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 creevers. You have to be really jaunty.
Apple pie is my go-to for alcohol. Apple juice with cinnamon whiskey. Holy shit, that sounds really good. I'm gonna try that. Yep,
could do that.
Well,
Steve-o, we're out of Fireball.
I know we've been out of Fireball. I know, but I've already posted the episode. We're already live. We can't really go and get Fireball now, can we?
You can.
Someone can go get Fireball.
Oh, it's a bird.
Laza, get in the car and go get Fireball.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I don't have money. I am dog.
Let's get started. Two hearts are better than one. We're on page 20-something. 27.
27.
Yep.
27.
First up is Logan being refereed by Val.
Sour Patch Kids in my eye.
It's the last show forever
you got
and
sour
ever.
Sour Patch Kids in your eye?
No, but it could have happened if Judy had let go of the Sour
Patch Kids.
That's
his quirk. He excretes Sour Patch Kids from his tear ducts.
Oh, that sounds awful.
That sounds pretty bad, bro.
But yeah. Look, if you get really depressed, you can solve world hunger.
Ew.
No.
I want you to find out what's wrong with these four.
And also to want me.
Those four. They're not acting normal. For them, anyways. Anyway. Go fuck yourself, Val. I already edited myself.
Well, boo-hoo.
Morton nodded a little bit. I already know what's wrong with two of them. He whispered to himself. What's that, Porty? Roy smorked.
Smort?
Nothing. Morton stood up, eyes on him. I'm gonna go walk around for a bit. Jeez, I can't fucking read today.
It's okay.
He left his plate on the table and started to walk away, listening to more of Roy's jeers as he took to the first step. Lemmy's mohawk was as soft as ever. And Iggy was lying on the bed next to him, brushing his hand through the different colors.
Can say, as somebody who's had a mohawk / trihawk, they are not soft ever.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, don't you have to style them up with gel and
well,
stuff?
Well, glue or pomade or some other... like.
My man, did you put Elmer's in your hair?
I never put Elmer's in my hair. I know a lot of people who did, though.
Or semen.
No, I was a pomade.
Like
you were a semen guy.
No, I was a pomade, dude. My semen gets recycled a different way. Look, pouring on a college budget, I had to get calories any way I could.
Oh, so you, like me, also eat your gains. Drinking for eat your gains. Yes, pomade. They had woken up a while ago, but they both agreed they didn't have an appetite. So they stayed comfy, cuddling with each other. Another reason, one which they never talked about, was that they didn't want to be present when their whole family was present.
What?
The note had scared
present,
them.
Present.
And it still did.
Iggy, how did he find out?
Lemmy asked as the fingers through his hair began to calm him down.
He? Wendy would have told everyone by now.
Iggy nodded, and his mind jumped to who it might be. Morton, Roy, and Dad all popped up. But he couldn't sort out who it was more likely to be.
I think it was Roy, Lemmy told him flatly. It seemed like he read his mind. He doesn't
Roy,
like
if
us.
You're listening to this for some reason 3 seasons after you left the show, I swear we're not doing this to insinuate guilt on your part.
Roy, give us a shout out if you still listen. Shout out on
Roy Show.
I don't know, Twitter or
SoundCloud,
Facebook,
Friendster.
What you doing these days?
Face shouts.
Yeah, on Friendster.
What's that new one that they just came
Vero.
Out
with?
Which apparently people are calling a Russian psyop.
It's a Russian psyop?
Okay, I have no like backup on that. That's just something people have been saying.
Who?
Like,
who says that?
I don't know, and I don't know why.
Is this a thing that like Alex Jones is saying? Then it's real. It's a real Russian psyop.
I need to look this up.
He would never tell Dad. Yeah, but do you really think he would leave us a note? Lemmy shrugged. I don't know. I guess not. Iggy squeezed Lemmy's hand a bit. Think we should get up? Lemmy smiled and took another second to bask in his comfort. It always felt amazing when he got to just lie there. Barely a worry. Sadly, he knew he would have to get up. As he was about to speak, there was a knock on the door, and they immediately retracted from each other's grip in a panic.
Guys?
A lighthearted voice asked from behind the door, before it creaked open and he walked in. Larry blushed as he looked down to Iggy and Lemmy, both of them out of their shells and semi-erect.
Wow.
Sorry if I'm interrupting anything.
Well, you should be. I was in the middle of eating my own gains.
Began to turn to the door. No, we were just lying here.
With boners.
Lemmy smiled and turned off. He turned off the bed!
We were playing table tennis with our dicks.
Grabbing his shell, Iggy did the same on the other side, and both of them were covered. Forced to fully wake up.
Yeah, that's an awkward sentence.
Yeah.
Well, I also burped in the middle of it, so. So, what's on your mind? Iggy asked as he sat down on the bed, patting beside him so Larry would come over.
Well, what do you think with a half a boner?
Where'd the other half go? Is it on vacation?
Was that the question?
It never sat down, but he did walk a bit closer before sitting down on the floor, leaning against the nearby wall.
All right,
yeah,
next
up. Make that boner a full boner.
Yep.
Go full boning.
Hold down that Mega Buster charge shot. Next up is Sean being refereed by Logan.
It's Ludwig. He's... Larry took a deep breath as his eyes started to water and sting. Hmm? Lemmy asked him as he sat down on the bed next to Iggy, grabbing hold of his hand. Larry just started it at the intertwined hands.
He started doing what? He started drawing it like one of his French girls? Oh, he started insider trading.
Curses!
Okay.
started at their intertwined hands and broke down even more. The twins looked at each other, unsure of what to do.
Well, call AAA if you got a breakdown.
Wait, what number do you call if your boner breaks down?
Oh, God.
I mean, obviously probably 911, but...
My boner broke. Who do I call? First result, do I have a broken penis from www.the-bent-penis-website.com?
Website.com.
How do you fix a broken penis from the same website?
You know, you bend it back into shape. Did I ever tell you guys a story?
No.
About how one time I got so drunk that I went into my friend's bathroom and I noticed that like their towel rod was bent. So I used my Goliath strength to bend it back into shape. You know, that's what drunk brain thought. And what I actually did was I bent it into like a Z and then bent it all the way back in so it couldn't be removed at all.
Wow.
So it was just like permanently fucked up.
Good job. I'm glad you've admitted that. They'll listen now and send you a pill.
Oh, no. That was a long time ago.
You've only been alive for 3 weeks. How long ago could it have been?
Oh, you know, like four.
He did it while he was in the womb.
He's moving. Larry managed to choke out. Iggy and Lemmy tried to speak, but their mouths froze as they tried to pick their words carefully. They knew Larry wasn't here for only comfort, so they didn't want to seem like they misunderstood him. Where? Lemmy asked him. Larry glanced up at him, confused that he would ask, but he seemed content enough with the question.
I don't know. He didn't tell me. Just last night he told me he was moving.
Larry took in several breaths, trying to calm himself down.
Look, Larry, if you're nervous, we know plenty of places you can go to talk about your broken penis.
Like
we just researched
Discord.
It.
Discord.fnf.com.
where we sell t-shirts, glassware, and penis correctors.
Whoa, penis correctors?
Penis hey, correctors.
Everyone is unique. Don't be trying to correct it to what they want you to think that you should
look like. Just correct it to the way you want it to be.
No, we exactly. would sell penis correctors, you know, snake oil style, which is just like an emergency tire inflator duct taped to a bread maker.
The first thing that pops up when you look at penis corrector is a site called Penis Curvature Straightening and Treating Pironies.
Pironies?
Treating pironies? Pierogies? Yes.
Are you suffering from at least one of these symptoms? Curvature of the penis, up, down, left, or right?
Wait, you're only three button combinations away from putting in the cheat code to get 30 lives in Contra.
Up, down, right, left, right, start, BA, pepperoni.
It's excessive plaque or scar tissue buildup.
I mean, you know, all of my vigorous masturbatory sessions have sheared away all skin because it has literally caught on fire.
No, but like if you death grip your penis.
death grip
it. Don't death grip it.
Shortening of the penis due to curvature.
No, let's save this for naked opinions. Please continue.
Okay, Iggy raised an eyebrow, though, and thought over his situation. Did he try to explain it? Larry shook his head furiously. Why not? Iggy stood up and pressed his shell against the wall, leaning backwards beside Larry. I kind of didn't let him. Lemmy smirked and stood up as well, putting a hand through Larry's mohawk. Okay, through his mohawk, ruffling his hair. Ludwig.
Scout said, Steve-O, did a penis write an incorrect answer on a test? And my response was, yes, my penis counted as a number two pencil. And then in hindsight, oh god, that's a terrible thing to call your penis after dirty anal.
Don't ever say dirty anal again.
Yeah. I prefer anal? If you never use the word dirty anal again.
Dirty?
Yeah.
Dirty anal? Yeah, don't use that one either.
Anal should not be dirty.
No.
Yeah, use a condom, kids.
No, don't use a condom. Just, like, have the person go to the bathroom first.
Are you kidding? No, use a condom and then also have them do that. It's called poopy.
If you're going to put it in the butt...
Little Wig wouldn't just leave without a good reason. Whatever it is, it must be important to him. More important than me? Larry screamed at him.
Get over yourself, kid.
Tears still freshly streaming from his eyes. Lemmy just shrugged, unable to answer the question for him. For all he knew, it could be true. Larry brought his eyes to the floor for a short time, and then buried his hand into his arms. He couldn't deny the possibility that he wasn't the most important thing in Ludwig's life, but that was only a possibility.
Oh my god, the world doesn't revolve around me?
You know it.
Just give Ludwig yourself time to cool down and sort yourselves out. After that, talk with him and figure this out, okay? Lemmy smiled at him and sat back down on the bed, Iggy following him. Larry nodded with his head in his arms and stood up, wiping away some of his tears.
Oh, somebody's about to get a teary blowjob.
I love you!
He gave a slight nod in appreciation and turned out the door. Hopefully heading to his own room. Smooth, Iggy smirked. Didn't think you could give advice like that. Me neither, Lemmy sighed, not in his usual playful mood. What's wrong? Iggy asked, grabbing a hand. Lemmy just looked and raised an eyebrow, as if he had to ask. Besides the obvious problem with the mystery person, Lemmy had to smile at that, and it made him feel a bit better, he had to admit. It had only been a short time, but so many problems had already started forming inside his close-knit family.
Next up,
they can't get pregnant! It's not M-Preg!
Next up is Val being refereed by David.
There is no M-Preg!
Well, why not?
Well, there is none yet.
If Jurassic Park taught me
they're
anything.
They're not frogs, they're turtles!
They're still lizards.
I just got you there.
You guys are forgetting about that documentary called Junior?
Yeah, frogs are amphibians.
Look.
And also, turtles aren't lizards.
Look,
they are reptiles. They're reptiles, but they're not lizards.
Val, it's your turn to read.
I
know.
I don't know if it was like, would you consider this a cruel joke?
Let's hear it.
on Family Guy, they made a crack about how Danny DeVito landed Rhea Perlman.
Uh-huh.
And then it does the cutaway where Danny DeVito is proposing to Rhea Perlman, and she's just like, I don't know, Danny. And he's like, look, it's me and nobody. Sold. I'm like,
that is kind of mean to both of them.
Too, even though Danny DeVito was a weird troll guy. No, he is. Look at him.
There's somebody out there for everyone, okay?
Exactly.
All right, please go.
Go where?
Read.
Bananas.
Oh, right, we're reading a fic. I forgot.
Yes!
So glad there's editing.
Don't edit any of this.
Yeah, this is all gold.
Yeah, and gold is the only...
God damn it, no, don't you down. Do it. Don't. I'm gonna go back when doing the re-editing, and I'm gonna remove every reference to that.
You can't.
Dude, just actually put that commercial in its entirety.
All right, ye warriors, me is all. Let me close these eyes for a bit longer than a standard blink, letting the comfort of the small rest ease his mind. What? Whatever. Me too, Lemmy. Me too. Tilde. Next week will be the best time. Ludwig mumbled to himself as he lied down on his bed, scanning over several documents. He still wasn't feeling all too great, but the comfort of being able to think about other things for a while was welcome. He picked up one of the papers and looked it over carefully, grimacing. There was a loud knock on his door that startled him, making him drop the paper. He knew he could find it later. Ludwig walked to his door and opened it up, tad, peeking through the doorway. Ludwig? Morin asked, used to Ludwig not letting people in his room. What do you... Ludwig paused his sentence, trying not to sound rude. Yes, Morton? I was wondering why you've been, well, so out of it lately. It's nothing you would understand. Ludwig tried to push the door shut, but it refused to. Like, the door was like, nah, believe me, there's a lot I don't understand right now. I was kind of hoping I could talk to you about something else as well. Morton kept his foot wedged in the door. Doesn't that hurt?
Yes.
It depends on how much pressure is being put on the door, I suppose.
True. Ludwig thought it over and opened the door without saying a word, nodding to Morton. Morton walked inside his room and looked around. It was chaos. Ludwig tried to close the door, but something else wasn't working. Larry was peering. Yeah, peering. I thought for a moment it said peering.
No, it was peeing.
Ha!
I can't! I can't stop it! I got a problem!
Ah!
Oh, I can't control it!
It goes everywhere.
It's not no, you should see a doctor if your penis behaves like one of them ticky sprinklers.
Oh, is that... Oh, no, I was thinking about one of the ones that waves around like a hose that you let go of.
or
one of those inflatable like dudes. Yes.
No, like how the fireman's hose does if in the cartoons.
Dude, that shit's scary.
Whoa, whoa,
considering
whoa.
That's like 500 or 600 pounds of force just flailing around, that shit is scary.
Yeah, no, that shit will really do that if you let it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Whenever we do it, we always have to make sure that we're holding on to it very tightly before we start it up.
Yep.
Yes.
Are you a fireman?
No, but I...
You have to use hoses like that.
Yes, when he has experience in the hosing department.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He just goes to the top of the mountain and pees all over it and suddenly snow.
Yeah.
All of the snow in Fort McMurray is just Sean's dick dandruff.
Ew, what the fuck?
Well... Don't worry. If you have excessive scar tissue, you should see penis straightening.
Penis straightening technologies.
.com.
Is that going to be a thing that we do once we have super a lot of podcast money? Is just
we're not
steal
we're never
going to
have super
URLs.
A lot of podcast money, and if
we're just gonna hoard all the good URLs. I want to say Dick Dandruff is not a real thing.
It is.
Scout, but, oh.
It is.
It would be like more irritated skin where it gets too dry.
Anywhere on your body where you have a concentrated area of follicles that you have the potential to get dandruff.
Why are you growing follicles on your fucking penis, Steve-O?
It just keeps
Look,
going.
It's follicles, not barnacles.
Yeah.
No, Steve. Yeah.
Yeah, why are you growing barnacles on your dick?
That's a question for Val.
Is that why you're afraid of it?
Hey, are you calling my vagina, like
the a sea. Briny ocean. A briny ocean. Is
Can
what
we let her
calling.
Read now, please?
Larry was peering through the opening at Ludwig with saddened eyes, like the puppy eyes. Certainly not what the fuck Laza is doing. She has her face.
Just read. I don't care what she's.
We
doing.
Can hear her growling.
No, she's not growling. She's snoring, and the snoring is muffled by my bathrobe. Like, her face is buried in my bathrobe for some reason.
Okay.
So you're only hearing half of her snoring. No, you can wait. He glared at him and forced the door shut. Morden was just sitting on the bed, looking at the ground. Despite everything around him, he didn't seem very interested in his surroundings. So what do you need to talk about? Ludwig asked, trying to make the conversation as quick as possible.
I'm getting hungry, too.
You should eat something.
I know. I want chips so bad right now. Morden flexed his toes and bit his lip. Lemmy and Iggy. Ludwig was taken aback, and his eyes widened, fearing the worst. What about them? Morden didn't seem to notice his stutter and replied in a confused tone. They were in the room, and I heard noises, so I checked on them, and, well, they were...
Raising shit. Cattle.
They were participating in the rodeo.
They were bone zoning in the beehole.
Shit, Ludwig muttered.
Sorry, is that you too euphemistic for y'all?
No, it's somebody sticking a femur into a beehive.
Ah, yes. The ye old beehive beehole.
He was sucking his cock. And? Ludwig asked him, trying to seem inconspicuous.
And? Is that weird?
Like, that sounds alright.
And? What do you mean, and? Your brothers! They were pretty much fucking!
No, really?
That's wrong, isn't it?
Nope.
Well...
We don't know the laws in that kingdom, so let's let them do their thing.
It could be like the fucking Hedgehog Kingdom, where it's like, oh yeah, you have to have sex in front of your elders or whatever.
Yep, and you have to... Yep. Anytime you talk to somebody for more than 30 seconds, you have to suck them off.
Yep.
Oh god, there'd be so much action at the DMV.
Oh, I mean, at least it would make it interesting.
and sticky.
Oh my goodness, all the cleaning afterwards. The smell!
I mean, the DMV already does smell.
Smells like failure and despair.
Failure and poor life decisions.
Yeah.
All the trains and... Maryland would be even worse.
Oh god, I don't even want to think about that.
Well, you know,
all those homeless people.
Well, you know, that would justify somebody's decision to be a Jehovah's Witness.
Well, that depends if you think it's wrong or not. Morden looked at him in shock. You don't think it's wrong, do you? Well, why should it be? They're both male!
Honey, this is 2018.
Don't use that bullshit. I know you have nothing against gays, Morden. They're twins, for God's sakes! Wait, yeah, there are gods?
They know what each other is thinking. And strange, isn't it?
That's like having it... So you get double orgasm if it's simultaneous.
Whoa. Is that how it works?
Yeah. I don't know. Wait, my mom's a twin. Maybe I should ask her.
Oh, God, no.
Maybe don't.
My dad is a twin.
Maybe we should ask him, too.
Yes!
Oh!
Alright, they're twins, for God's sake! You don't do that with your family!
Yes, you do.
I do agree with that.
You keep it in the family.
Virginia.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah. It's like,
keep it in your pants, keep it in your family.
It's Milton Bradley board game night. Fun for the whole family. Alright, next up is David being refereed by me.
Milton fucking Brad, dude.
Wait, were they brothers? Oh.
Yeah, we're Milton and Bradley, brother.
I don't know. I'll go look while David reads.
Well, I gotta take a preliminary drink.
Milton Bradley was a single person who had a really dapper beard.
I want to see Linky Linky.
I will Linky Linky while you Reedy Reedy.
I can't Reedy Reedy until I get a Linky Linky.
There's Linky Linky.
Also, one of those chickens looks like a chicken I used to have.
This is not Link, Steve-O.
No, I
that
put
was it. A pretty nifty beard. He looks like Rutherford B. Hayes. All right, anyway, here we go.
Well, maybe they love each other. Love each other?
Morden asked him, thinking it over.
Family can love each other, but not in that way. Why can't family be in love with each other? What the fuck is so wrong with that? I said it, ha ha ha!
Morden looked to Ludwig. Morden looked to Ludwig in fear. He was obviously getting angry. and Ludwig wasn't someone you wanted to be around when he got pissed off.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I'm sorry, Ludwig. I didn't mean to make you angry. Just because they're related, that's the only bond they can have? That's all they can ever be? You don't understand what they feel or how they see each other. It may be wrong to you, but to them, it's everything they've ever wanted.
Ludwig had walked over to Morton while he was talking, staring him down with his rage.
Ludwig!
Morton held the stare back, his eyes watering.
Don't, brother. It's obvious what you think. Just go, Morton. Can't deal with this right now.
Morton stood up, held back his tears, forcing himself to breathe. Instead of walking past him, he grabbed Ludwig and pulled him into a hug. Ludwig just stood there in shock.
I just want my siblings to be happy! All of you!
Morton pulled back and smiled, gave a single nod, let go of Ludwig, and slowly began to walk away.
Morton!
Ludwig whispered.
Yes!
He asked, stopping just in front of the door.
Please don't tell anyone. Don't take away what they have.
Morton glanced around his shoulder and saw Ludwig was standing there, shaking and in tears.
Give me Morton all your yaoi.
Okay, first off, we're going to do, Night Boys. that's probably a yaoi.
All right, top 10 yaoi.
Top 10 yaoi, Night Boys. Surprisingly deep character development and surprisingly deep beetle sex.
So beehive.
Baby, what's for food?
Whoa,
what's he got? He's got your stick. Your back scratcher.
Was the dog like grab something?
Oh shit. I knocked over my Aroma, which is America's number one rice cooker brand.
You're not being paid by them.
No, don't take it out, Steve, because I will Aroma, America's number one rice cooker brand.
Grice.
Get back to us with all that.
Grice.
They promise. Grice cooker.
I said rice cooker.
Grice cooker.
No, I don't.
Morton glanced around his shoulder and saw Ludwig standing there shaking and in tears. Morton just looked away and left the room, shutting Ludwig back inside with his emotions. He took a deep breath and looked down the hallway. I noticed that Lemmy and Iggy were walking down the hallway away from their room. He thought it through and decided now would be the best time to talk to them. When he was in their room, he grabbed another piece of paper and a pen.
It was just a simple set of instructions to meet him just outside the front doors to the castle shortly after 11 p.m. After he was satisfied with his instructions, he set the paper on their pillow in plain sight. Wrong sight. He walked out of the room and closed the door quietly, trying to leave it as it was.
What are you doing, fat ass?
What you doing?
What you doing,
what you doing, fat ass?
What you doing, fat ass? What you did, fat ass?
Roy asked him and pushed him from behind, forcing him forward.
Nothing, Roy.
Morton growled.
Really? Because it looks like you're trying to be pretty secret.
Just looking for something I thought I left in their room. No big deal.
Roy turned to Morton. Roy turned Morton around so he was facing him and latched onto his shoulders, pushing him into the castle wall.
His shoulder.
I'm not an idiot. I'm not one of those dipshits you see on TV that don't know a goddamn fucking thing. You want to bullshit me? Go ahead, you little fucker. But I'll find out what you little are up to.
David, can you please use that word?
I told you, if we get Patreon backers, our first goal, if we get to $100 per month, I'll say that word every time someone asks me to.
Calm down, Roy.
Morton told him sternly.
All right, next up is me being refereed by Sean.
Roy snickered because he was hungry for a Snickers bar.
I'm hungry. Why wait? Grab a Snickers.
Snickers
I'm
satisfies.
Hungry. Chips. I want chips so bad.
If Snickers satisfies, why doesn't it please me when I put it in my butt?
Oh, you wouldn't go get me chips from the Wawa?
Why are you baiting Val by asking for chips in your area?
I want chips!
I want Aldrich chips.
I don't want Aldrich chips. That
delicious
nightmare.
Oh my god, no! They're delicious! Shut your mouth!
Alright.
No, they're okay.
Wife A and Wife 1, please don't fight.
Hey, listen. Wait,
I'm just saying.
So we are together A1 sauce?
I'm just saying that the pepperoncini chips are better.
Roy snickered and threw his fist forward, brandishing the best chips variant, which is Doritos Spicier Nacho.
Ew, come on.
Spicier Nacho is weak sauce.
So it stopped just in front of Morton's face. You're in no position to tell me what to do. Ever. He let go of Morgan, and he immediately began to walk off. Walk away.
Walk away.
Walk away. Walk away.
He immediately began to jerk off.
He immediately began to jerk off into the empty bag of Doritos.
Oh,
spicy
I'm
nacho.
Jerking off now. Oh no! I seem to have exploded my semen all over you.
Doritos bags serve as a surprisingly serviceable condom.
New Doritos semen flavored.
He let go of Martin and he immediately began to walk away off to his own room. Now, Roy told himself, let's see what he was doing in here, ... Tilde.
Coming.
Larry had been in the family room for most of the afternoon, pretty content with just sitting there, with Wendy's television shows in the background. It had been...
Wendy's? I love Wendy's. Always fresh, never frozen.
What the hell is going on?
Val's eating something.
I got a bag of lightly seasoned croutons.
Lightly seasoned croutons? What? What? Croutons are chips, yo!
You guys were pushing the whole Hot Pockets as a sandwich. What does constitute a chip?
Are bugles a chip?
I don't abuse.
That's actually a fine question. Are bugles a chip?
Wait, did you just
I don't know that bugles are, like, tasty in any regard, but are they at least a chip?
I would qualify them as a chip.
What qualifies something as a chip?
Being of, I guess, constituted corn consistency?
So, crispy. It just has to be crispy?
Well, no, it has to be crispy and made of corn.
Or potato.
Or potato. Can you not eat directly in the microphone, please? Val, are you already drunk?
I am.
No.
Steve, what about pita chips?
Pita chips count as
chips. Aren't chips. That's pita.
Well, they're not made with either of those things that you
can
just
said.
Can
we come up with this criteria at some other point when I'm not reading?
Fuck saving tangents for our stupid tangent podcast.
Larry had been in the family room for most of the afternoon, pretty content with just sitting there with Wendy's television shows in the background. It had been a few hours, but he was actually starting to become bored, and his body was aching from him to move. Aching for him to move. Fuck.
I need to move.
I like to move body. It, move it. Wendy.
I need to groove it, groove it.
He asked, hoping she might want to do something. What do you want?
She turned and asked him in annoyance.
Never mind. Larry shook his head and stood up, stretching his arms and legs.
Moron!
Wendy told him before she turned back to her TV.
Moron.
Larry sighed and walked out of the room. He wanted to talk to Ludwig so badly, but the message he got was clear. He wasn't wanted. Not now. He didn't have a 5-star rating. With that...
Wait, what? Was that a thinly veiled Grand Theft Auto reference?
I don't think it was that thin.
Oh. All right, you got me there.
With that, he set out to Morton's room, hoping he would be able to have fun with the only brother he felt would be fair to him. By if being you know fair, that means both of them finishing.
I mean, if you're not both finishing, it's not fair.
I mean, if your desire is to service and not need to be serviced, that's also fine.
Listen. Right, but I feel like...
I get that, you know, chivalry's cute and all, but just get off, man.
No, that's not even...
Well, no, I still feel like if you're going to have sex and you all want to have sex, you should do something in your power to help your partner climax.
That's courtesy.
Yeah. It's just like opening the door for somebody. You should do the same thing. He knocked on the door and...
I don't like opening the door for other people.
He knocked on the door and was mad because Logan wouldn't hold the door open for him.
I go by military rules. 6 paces and no door hold.
That's a thing?
It is a thing.
Okay. I didn't know. Admiral's
like, in the military, you're not required to salute an officer if you're more than 6 paces away.
And was met with a muffled response.
Well, I apply that to the
jerking off.
To the art of opening doors.
The art
of... You can't jerk off unless you're 6 paces away from somebody else.
Look, if you're 6 paces away from somebody and you're trying to jerk off, they better be jerking off with you.
That's like a selfie.
Otherwise, that's an awkward situation.
What if they're just into watching people jerk off?
Well, no, I mean, like, it's an awkward situation if that's not the case.
Why do you guys do this to me?
Because we love you!
Every Saturday on FNF Networks.
Unsure of what he said...
FNF Networks.
Unsure of what he had said, he opened the door a bit and listened. He assumed it was safe to walk in, so he fully opened the door. 6 paces. And did just that.
Is he just counting his steps now?
Morton's room wasn't a very interesting one. The walls mostly bare with a printout of fan art pasted on the wall. He wasn't sure what it was from, but the drawing looked amazing. His dresser was just
in front of him. It was a bitch in Final Fantasy VII art.
No, it was a bitch in recreation of...
Tifa with her boobs out?
Nope.
Hell yeah, you know what I want.
Better than both of those.
You want little titties.
It was a theatrical poster for Final Fantasy The Spirits Within.
Oh, yeah!
No, post more Tifa porn. Seriously, you got some crystal on peach porn.
Get me
That's
some
great.
Dr. Aki Ross, please.
No, I mean, okay, yeah, you know what? All right, so fucking talking about Dr. Aki Ross. If you
save it for the other podcasts!
No, because it'll never come up because nobody wants to know this!
Go ahead, you have
David,
my permission.
Tell us all about fucking Dr. Aki Ross.
All right, so when they were approached, or Square Enix, when Square Enix was approached by... Ooh, thank you. When Square Enix was approached by the Matrix people to do the final fight of the Osiris, what they did was they took Dr. Aki Ross's model, and then they had her fight a squid, and it was fucking rad.
Can I read again?
You know, I assume... You know, I don't know why I assume that any of your stories are going to be good anymore.
Man, fuck you! I don't assume any of your stories are going to be good. I'm Logan.
He wasn't sure what it was from, but the drawing...
I'm Logan.
But the drawing looked amazing. His dresser was just in front of his bed with random papers and other things on top. He had a few books here, but most of them were kept on another wall. To his right, for how he looked... Morton was surprisingly geeky. How's it going, Larry?
How's it going, Larry?
How's it going?
It's not
Larry?
How's it, it's how's A going.
How's it going, Larry?
Morton asked him, who was lying on his bed, staring at the ceiling.
Bored.
Larry shrugged and sat down beside him. You? Bored? Morton smiled. Aren't you the active one of the family? Larry smiled too, and just nodded.
So what's that a picture of?
Larry asked, turning and giving a slight nod to... I accidentally read that last word as fart. A slight nod to the fan art.
Oh, it's just something from a story I was reading.
Morton smiled and waved off his nervousness.
Hmm? Why the stutter? Larry smirked. What's the story about?
Nothing you'd find interesting.
Morton told him severely.
Nothing you'd find interesting.
Larry noticed his eagerness to kill the conversation, so he dropped it for his sake, but thought he would bring it up later.
I want sake.
Do you know why Ludwig's so down lately?
Larry groaned. He was talking about Ludwig, but it was to the wrong person.
Hmm?
Morton looked up and perched himself leaning against the wall.
Why would I know?
Larry asked.
Well, you just seem close to him.
Morton shrugged.
Larry laughed a bit. Yeah, we're close, all right.
He shook his head a little. What do you mean?
Morton asked, his interest spiking. So there's only, like, two pages left. Is this just, like, the boring, like, outgoing exposition part?
It has to be, right?
Yeah. Looping back around, it's Logan being refereed by Val.
Okay.
All I heard was,
You don't know much about our family, do you?
I'm trying to learn.
Do ya?
Morton said. Larry smirked and thought about how Ludwig had made him feel. Perhaps, in this case, two wrongs would make a wonderful, wonderful right.
On red.
The first thing you need to learn, Morton, Larry smirked as he pulled himself closer to him, is that our family doesn't exactly live by the norm.
Let's go beer.
Good.
Morton began to push himself a little bit back, more into the wall. I can tell that our family is strange. Oh, just how strange. Do you know what our family, our siblings, our brothers have done? Morton gave a worried smile. Larry, what do you mean? I mean, Larry leaned forward and rubbed his hands over Morton's leg.
Getting it all greasy.
Me, Ludwig, Iggy, Lemmy, we've all done things.
Like when we were in the war.
Like when we were in the war. God, we've seen such horrors. Larry, stop. Morton started wide-eyed at his brother. It felt so good! It was so special! And he just threw it all away! Larry inched closer and brought his hand to the side of Morton's thigh, rubbing it lovingly. Morton's breathing began to get heavy, and he felt himself start to become a bit excited.
Oh, not that!
Fuck. He thought to himself, this... No! It was fortunate for Larry that Morton had taken his shell off earlier, and this... His goal wasn't obscured.
Hold on a second. I just have to read from the chat. Smitty says, one time I wanted chips so bad, I ate a teaspoon of salt really slowly.
Oh my God.
You are part of our family. I love it.
Okay. The bulge in Morton's shorts was beginning to show.
The bulge?
Not right. The bulge!
Can you take?
I'll show that bastard how it feels.
Can you take cheese grater down just a tiny, tiny bit?
Larry smiled and began to lick the inside of Morton's legs. Right. His thick saliva feeling warm on his legs.
Where?
Now would be a bad time for Laza to start licking your leg.
Larry.
She's passed out.
What are you doing? Stop this.
Metal Gear.
Morton winced and turned his head, trying to ignore what was happening. Larry simply brought his head further down into his crotch, reached one hand beneath his shorts, gently rubbing and squeezing Morton's member.
Like a
they have shorts?
Yeah, they wear shorts underneath their
shells.
Yes,
of course they do.
I got shorts on. I gotta wear them. I gotta wear the shorts.
They're comfy and easy to wear. Also, the rubbing and squeezing Morton's member like a glass Heinz bottle when there's only a little bit of ketchup left.
Man, don't tell me how to live my life, Steve.
Wait. Did you just say you squeeze a glass Heinz bottle?
I wasn't
my
very
husband,
smart.
Steve.
Larry simply brought his head down. Further down. Into his crotch. Oh, I already read this part.
Logan. Hold,
what?
You're in charge of getting guests. Can you try to get Colonel Campbell on our show? Because sure. I want you to read like that and then have Colonel Campbell just look at you in disappointment and go, that's not Snake.
So that he was lying on them, pinning Morton's legs to the bed. His cock was one of beauty, and it stood there, fully erect, full 8 inches long.
Look, his cock won a couple of beauty pageants. What's wrong with that?
With a slight curve upward.
No, no, if your penis is curved, we know where to go.
Slight curve. It's not like it's a fucking 90-degree bend.
Oh, not like them highways you were designing in City Skylines?
It's like the roller coasters I'm currently designing in Roller Coaster Tycoon 2.
If your penis looks like one of them wooden roller coasters from Hershey Park, consult a doctor immediately.
Oh, it looked amazing. It looked tasty. Larry stuck out his tongue and gently slid it across the bottom of his head. And the whole 8 inches of pride twitching in anticipation as the warming scents touched him. Please don't. Not to me. Morton moaned. He was beginning to feel good.
Good.
And why not? Larry asked him, his thick spit dripping from his tongue. No, sorry, that's not tongue. That's Towngy.
I'll only stop if you give me the passcodes to accessing Metal Gear.
I need the PAL keys. Down onto his shaft. You seem to be enjoying yourself. Larry turned back to the task at hand and went to the base of his shaft, licking it from the bottom all the way to the top. Slowly.
I feel like I'm kind of transitioning into like Randy Savage here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh man, yeah. Randy Savage in a Metal Gear Solid game?
Ooh, that's good.
Hold on.
Letting it drag on the underside and really please his brother. he looked down on it from above and opened his mouth, slowly taking in the head, suckling on it gently. The Morton couldn't speak, and then he tried to get Larry to stop. All that came out were soft moans.
Chew the Laza snores.
No, actually, she's whining at the top of the stairs for some reason.
She probably needs to
somebody at me while I was reading.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyways, Val, could you take her out? Next up is Sean being refereed by Logan.
We live in a sad age. Imperialism, totalitarianism, perestroika. 20th century Russia had its share of problems, but at least they had an ideology.
Oh, Russian my God, stop it now.
Wait, is this a preview for season 6's
conflict? The world today has become too soft.
The thing is, David doesn't know what we're reading in season 6.
Feelings are suppressed.
Too soft, like my penis.
Nice. No, my penis is quite erect. So we're gonna shake things up a bit. We'll create a world dripping with tension. A world filled with greed and suspicion.
Why are you even reading this?
We'll create a world without war.
A world without war. Except everything's a war. It's so cold that it's hot. Yeah!
Larry's Towns was long and easy to move.
It's Towns!
It is Towns.
It's Towns again!
Yep. So he let it tickle all the parts of the shaft as he moved further and further down his rock-hard dick. Wow. Playfully enhancing the feelings. He could taste his brother's pre-cum leaking out. It wasn't as sweet as he had had before, but it was still tasty. Soon, he got tired of simply teasing and began to move his head up and down, sucking and licking everywhere. He used one hand to fondle the two balls that were just beneath him, and the other to rub the inside of his leg. Morton sat there, shocked and confused. He tried as hard as he could not to let what was happening get to his head, as much as he tried to ignore the sensations. Something like this felt too good. He could feel his balls getting tense.
No, good.
I gotta say, ball tension is one step away from ball torsion. Not good.
I mean, so I'm gonna get into it.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm about to get into it.
Don't do it. No. How much have you had to drink, Logan? This is the giddiest I've heard you in ages.
I'm just having a good night.
Oh, good. Then I'm very happy to hear that. Are you just happy because I brought your headphones back after 4 months?
Yeah, no, I finally have my fucking headphones after you stealing them for like 2 months.
You left them at my house.
And you refused to give them back.
I didn't refuse. I forgot. 5 times.
Oh my god!
You stole a camera from me and never gave it back.
When you came, I was like, "Oh man, I'll finally get to talk to Steve-O." But I was so swamped at work, I couldn't do anything.
As quickly as he came, he was gone.
You did get out of there pretty fast.
I did. I had to meet up with a friend, but I was glad to see that you seemed to be very happy and doing what you were doing. And I gave you your headphones, so it's win-win.
Yeah, win-win for me.
I never got my camera back.
I can give it back to you.
I really don't.
I thought you didn't want that camera back.
So you're throwing shade just for the sake of throwing shade.
Look, I don't want Logan to feel alone, all right? I'm being supportive.
He's
of
not
my
alone.
Friend.
He's got a body pillow with your face on it.
So I have, I still have Roller Coaster Tycoon running in the background. And when you said that, one of the rides broke down and it was like broken Calliope music.
All right, Sean, go ahead.
Getting tense. And that familiar feeling of orgasm building up. Larry could feel his cock twitching in his mouth. And he knew it was his last chance to try what he wanted. He took his mouth off and gave the whole shaft one last long lick.
I wonder how awful it would sound if I licked my microphone.
Do it!
No, don't do it.
I really don't want to.
It's not covered
do it
by the
right
warranty.
Now, Logan, the world needs to know.
Well, it's a good thing that I, have the.
Don't be a nerd. Lick your microphone.
No. Lick my microphone.
Yes.
Do it.
Before putting his mouth back on it and forcing his head all the way down, it made him gag, but he managed to get his mouth all the way down. At that moment, Morton peeked and his claws dug into his bed. tearing through the fabric. For the first while of the orgasm, Larry stayed on his head, trying to allow it all to pass through, but the cum just wouldn't stop. Eventually, he had to take his mouth off, and he drew back.
It wasn't actually cum. He had stuck a tube at the bottom and was just squeezing the fucking frosting that comes with toaster strudel out through it.
Ew.
Dude, that shit's good.
Yeah, not raw. You don't just eat nothing but that. You gotta have it on the strudel.
When you're trying to become Wilford Brimley, that's what you do.
And he drew back his head. Dick in his mouth, off and gasping.
Dick in the mouth. Dick in the mouth. You gotta have that dick in your mouth.
There were still a few powerful squirts left in Morton as it shot up and landed on Larry's face and chest. A mix of saliva and juices were flowing out of his mouth as Larry caught his breath, his tonge hanging out. He had done it. He had got his payback.
Give me back my family.
Give me back. Give me back my
family. I haven't finished sucking off every member. Give me back my family.
Give it to me. I want it in my mouth.
That's what's different about our family. We love each other so much. Larry smirked and grabbed a towel on the floor that Morton had used before a shower. That wasn't love. Morton shook in anger and fear. That was you being selfish. I hope you're fucking proud of yourself, Larry.
I would be.
Larry looked at him, distraught, his smile and arched his eyebrows, unsure of how to take his comment. No, Larry whispered at first. What did I... No! No! Damn it!
No,
Larry clenched.
That's the Raphael from Soul Calibur 2 falling off the edge of the stage. Damn it!
Larry clenched his fists. He looked over to Morton, who was looking back at him, sadness in his eyes.
I'm
sorry. I'm so goddamn sorry. Larry grabbed at his hair as his eyes watered. Please, don't tell Ludwig. Don't. For the love of God, I'm sorry. This doesn't leave this room, Morton promised him. Larry nodded quickly, turned to the doorway, jogging out of the room and slamming the door behind him. Morton looked down at the mess that he had made.
Okay.
He had to admit it felt good, but it shouldn't have happened. He sighed and stood up, careful not to let the outcome of his little experience drip everywhere. It took him a while to get cleaned up, but when he did, he threw his shell back on and dropped down to his bed. It smelled like sex in his room.
Well, I wonder why.
He looked at his clock that was standing on his bedside. It was 10 p.m., almost time for him to meet Lemmy and Iggy. Apparently, there had been no supper, as Roy didn't slam on his door and force him to come out of his room. He had some time, so he gathered a few things and a book, plopped back on his bed, and begun to read as the time slowly started to tick down.
All right, read the last paragraph. And then, yeah. Val, you get a troll fic for one page that's very poorly written in English. As a non-native English speaker, I hope you enjoy.
Yay! Post the link.
I'll send it once he's done.
Oh.
Well, I hope you really like chapter 4. I'm really glad I got it done before 2012, as I had other stuff planned. Equal sign, large D. Please review, parentheses, a good one, not 1 to 2 sentences. Close parentheses. Jesus, there's so many wrong punctuation marks in this sentence.
It's also wrong because of the last, like, little bit of it.
Yeah, it's like, sentences, period, parentheses, colon. So I'll be sure what to do for chapter 5. Oh, and yeah, Larry just basically raped Morton.
All the nope.
Shut up,
that's,
Tom.
That is extremely appropriate. The sound of Star Fox dying as you heard, oh yeah, Larry just basically raped Morton.
I thought that was actually done on purpose.
Nope.
No.
That is her text tone.
I really wanted something juicy in this chapter, so I knew that had to happen.
Okay.
That's not juicy! Yep.
Public service announcement, rape is not juicy.
No.
I mean, insofar as he did come, I guess that makes it a little bit juicy, but...
No.
Not juicy in the sense of something erotic and enjoyable for the mass population.
Yeah.
It's not juicy fruit gum.
Nope.
It's hope
not
you like
juicy juice.
Hope you liked the first sex scene I've written in months.
No.
Equal sign, P.
And this was never completed. It just stopped in 2011.
I can't think of one reason why they would have stopped after they wrote a rape scene.
Wait,
yeah.
You really can't?
No, I can't think of one. Not even one.
Not even one.
Not even one.
All right, Val, this is yours. The Extremely Epic Life of Scoot Pilgrim by Jam Listen, on yep. Toast. X3.
Listen, Steve, because when you're sleeping, there's no lonely times, just dreams.
Just dreams.
Just dreams.
Lights in the dream.
Yes. All right.
This one's going to be a doozy.
One more thing, Steve.
Yes.
Where is your god now?
Okay. I've seen that picture okay. before, but I love it
I was going to say, as a confirmed atheist, seeing somebody has put little miniature pizzas on a pineapple makes me extremely happy. Doesn't convince me that there is an omniscient deity whatsoever. However, if they exist,
you don't have to take all the fun out of it.
You know what, Steve? You know what?
What?
Fucking check this out. Yeah. How does it feel now?
Oh, no, it's gone.
I actually feel sad and empty inside.
That's right, because your god has abandoned you.
He doesn't have a god.
He does. He's Jewish.
No, no. I'm not. Not anymore.
Smitty says, I would absolutely eat it, to be honest.
Yes, I would, too.
I know, you love pineapple. Pineapple hates my
Read
mouth.
Read your story!
That's because
I think pineapple hates everyone's mouth, yeah, but some of us just put up with it.
Protein dissolvents in it. That's why it fucking destroys your mouth.
God damn it, all your shit memes. Val, please. Val, you're being refereed by David, so David, stop shitposting and ref.
I'm not shitposting. I'm doing the best things ever, like looking at all the Tifa porn that's in chat
please.
Now. It's been replaced with Sonic
David,
porn.
You have to referee. That's your job now.
And Voltron porn.
Referee!
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Voltron porn.
I'm not saying there is, but there was like...
Guys, come on!
That was it.
We got all more fun to do.
More fun to do, not to like...
Not to have.
Fun dip.
We have to do the fun, not have the fun.
Summary. This is my first fanfic, so please be nice and no mean comments. The extremely epic life of the epicness, or epicness, that is Scott Pilgrim, basic plot of box extra things. Chapter 1. The extremely epic life of Scott Pilgrim.
Scrote Pilgrim.
Scrote Pilgrim.
Scott. On day in Toronto, Scout Pilgrim. Oh, you saw all the red lines?
Yeah, all the red lines.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
Oh, thank you for giving it to me, then.
You're welcome.
Okay, Scout Pilgrim was walking down the street with his new girlfriend, Knives Chow. Scott! Do you think that I am kawaii? I don't know why from this point it's all...
Wait, does that actually say kawaii?
Yes, kawaii.
It's kawaii.
Kawaii. Sorry, kawaii. She battered her eyes. He looked at her bankly. Knives! There is something I need to tell you.
Thanks, Shatner.
Yes. But I hit her eyes witted.
Witted.
Whited or witted. Witted. I don't know. Witted. I am in love with Ribbon of Flowers! He swelled as he stared, as in staircase, at the grill who was skating or scatting.
Scatting.
Yes. On the other side of the road. Romano, at least that's what it said on their name tag. And short pink hair, as in the bunny. The 4 inches of on snow that lined the sidewalk melted beneath her as she skated. For Romana was a master of the subspace and of Pisix.
Pisix.
Knives rolled.
David, seriously, stop shitposting and ref.
I am reffing. She hasn't made a mistake yet.
David, what page are we on?
We're on page one.
Technically,
there is one.
There are two pages to this document.
Yeah, but one is a cover page. You don't count the cover page as part of a resume if you're applying for McDonald's.
Yeah, not you're what? McDonald's.
All right.
McDonald's.
What do I want to do with my life using my career at McDonald's? I don't know. Not being impoverished.
All right, what's the next sentence she has to read?
My current sentence.
Yeah, of course, because we were talking about economics and McDonald's.
Well, fine. What sentence is she currently on?
She's currently on the sentence she was reading.
Which is?
Good one, Dave. Good one.
Oh, sentence seven? I wasn't counting this.
All right, can you actually open the document and do your damn job?
I have it open! It starts with, like, the last word in the document is story.
Oh, my goodness, Sam.
Yeah, why don't you just open your mouth and accept my dick, Steve?
Yes.
Shit, I dropped my lube.
Wait, why do you have lube out?
There's a bunch of boxes from the store, and on top of my Aroma, America's number one rice cooker brand, is a box of lube because, you know, sometimes you get a little frisky.
With the rice cooker?
Don't tell me how to live my life, Logan.
Knives rolled out of the way of the incoming to fifth. Scort said, accidentally hit her into the road when he squealed and stared at him with disappointment. There's a P missing. Okay. And ate for the girl called Romana. As soon as Scudder got back, as in a back from school, okay, from his date with Knifes or Nifis.
It's Knifes.
Yeah, Knifes. he ordered some managa from Romana. No, some managa from... If I order some manga from Amazon, then she will have to deliver this to me. Delivered this to me. This plan is foolproof. I don't know why this is... Oh, it's supposed to be one word. He thought. And so he ordered some volumes of Naruto because it is his favorite manga series.
Yes.
2 days later, she delivered the package to his house. Package 4, as in the number 4, a pilgrim. She looked confused at the guy painting in front of her. That's me, he pontered. Say here!
Pontered?
Yes, pontered.
Pontered.
Punted.
Yes. No, as it pants or panter D?
Okay.
Yeah, it's panter D. Say here! She pointed at the signature box. Will you goo out with me? Only is your sigh. Okay, so Mano and Scott went for a date at a sushi place. Afterwards, she admitted that he would have too frightened her seven evil exes, as in just one X, apostrophe X, S. So Scott Pilgrim had to face the Sven.
David, stop posting dumb memes.
Seriously.
The Sven evil X's, as in X apostrophe S, of Romano Floors. She's not Flower anymore. She's Floors. So that he could bear his children, who would be called Daved and Hind.
Those are terrible names.
Yes! He could bear his children, by the way, so Scott would be Empreg.
Hot.
Yeah. If you guys like fanfic, I will make squels staring their chill, as in chili, grin. 1 week, one very not strong later, when Scott Pilgrim's Ben Sex Boom was playing at a venue, a man with side friends bursted in... Yes, Venvu. Yes, a man with side fringe bursted into the room. To Mr. Pilgrim, I am Romana's first evil ex, Matthew Patel. Career. Yeah, pre-butt. To die, my hair. He launched a punch through...
A punch?
Yes, P-U-N, like a pun.
No, like paunch, like
No.
And that strong sat has.
Yes.
No, a pun, badoomsh. Through, as in throwing, the air has cut. Scort slowly moved fast out of the way. We're fighting over Romano? Did you get the Mentos?
Wait, which Romano?
Romano.
Corky?
Yes. Didn't you get the Mentos? Matthew looked.
What was that fucking movie about?
It was about love.
Fighting, I think.
Yeah, fighting love.
Steve, can you confirm?
No, because I didn't see it.
You're a liar and you know it.
Have you watched Corky Romano and you're just fronting?
Yeah, Sean, exactly.
What, Sean? My name's David. What did I do?
Matthew looked confusedly at him. I skimed it in Pafel's rage. Pafel, he summoned an army of evil hipster chicks who wear Shadow the Hedgehog t-shirts because they're dark like that. Scott and his friends, Kim Steveb, his sister, etc., stood together and started to chant in Matthew Patel and his hipster demands burst into a pile of coins. In the following weeks, as in there's one L missing and then they're very not strong, and Mons scored face Rarmon's other evil exes, X apostrophe S. He even had two, as in many, fight Chao's father, who was angry at Skort because he had dishonored his family and his daughter.
Doubter.
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 He startled.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes, David.
The fuck is that?
I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. I can be your angle or I can be your dethreval.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I wish David had put this much effort into my version.
I didn't use fonts or fancy thing. You got the brush fire touch.
David, please post that to your Facebook.
I'm not okay. Posting it. My grandma reads my Facebook.
I'm going to post it to your Facebook.
All right. I'm almost done. We can do this.
Tell your grandma that we love her.
Yes.
You've never even met her. She's a lovely lady.
That's why I'm saying tell her that we love her from all the stuff you've
told
me.
Man, you need to come to my grandma's house. It's fantastic.
I don't doubt you.
Ask Brian. Ask Devin. They've both been.
I just said I believe you.
He startled to shout Chinese at Scott. Chinaman, I not understand Chinese. Hey, he said flabbergasted. And yes, I read it right the first
time. Yes,
you
did.
After he, as in the capital he, had defeat, so like the slogan for Gold Bond, her final evil ex, Gideon Gordon, they live happily ever after. I haven't read the final book yet, as in I haven't blue. Yet, or until Triple G's latest girlfriend, Ursula Uchiha, came out of nowhere with a chopstick, nunchukus, and a kendo sword, as in S-O-R-D, sword. Skort and Remana froze too, as in T-O, the spot. The end! If this get good reviews, I continue this story.
Also, I thought you said T-N, not the end.
Dragon Ball?
Yes. All right. That
Tien
was
is so hated for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know why everybody hates Tien.
I don't hate Tien. He's bad.
No, the creator of Dragon Ball Z hates Tien.
Apparently. All right, Dave. Now something very special for you and me.
No, there's nothing in this show that has been very special has ever worked out in my favor.
Okay. So this is a very special story written by one Grass Dragon 193.
Wait. Our grass dragon?
Our grass
yes.
dragon.
Our grass dragon.
Our
grass
in our queen.
As in, this is from Steve-O to Brushfire, a Wolfen story.
All right, so
I'm going to read your parts, and you're going to read my parts. Okay?
Oh, God.
All right.
So I should do my voice as you and pretend that I am stuck up my own butt about whatever.
Or you can just do you and just read it however you want. I don't
just,
really,
just sir, read don't like have you have lots of money.
I have
fuck you.
Winter had come to North America, bringing with her hail and snow and leaving the landscape drenched and quite moist in places. And since it had been a whole 3 months since the last steam sail, this seemed like the perfect time to have another one.
The
Steve-O level 99 Bortz, musician, husband, dog owner, beard haver, and most of all, good friend. Browsing the Steam store, not impressed with the latest savings on games he already had, like Booby Game or Booby Game 2, the Booby Game. It's just called Boob. That's all it is for 17 hours.
Sounds like a fotty game.
Anyway, or had no intention of playing. And that's when Steve-O saw her, Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus, at a hefty discount.
Id Software's AAA sequel had pulled her price down scandalously low.
Ooh.
And put everything on display, leaving nothing to the imagination. You know what? G-Drags does, like, good grammar and writing, so
also, did
kudos
you know that
to you. I don't have to struggle through this because it's written by a seven-year-old.
The usage of boob was very little up through the 1900s and then spiked up in the 1920s. There's a craft for it, you know.
Well, that sounds like the roaring 20s for you, all them flapper girls and trolleys. Her worth had gone down harder than a rent boy in a gas station bathroom. Huge slam on rent boys and gas stations.
Hey, man. They gotta make rent somehow.
I guess. Anyway, plummeting like a tour bus full of Mexican nuns off a cliff. I'm gonna drink for that. Drink for disturbing similes. Stroking his beard, he hovered his mouse cursor over the purchase button. Steve-O looked both ways to make sure his awesome wife, Val, couldn't see.
Thank you.
Tugging at his collar, cursor circling like a tongue teasing a nipple.
Oh, I'm going to do that right now.
Hold on, here we go. I'm going to use the real sound effect. Cracking open his PayPal.
We didn't hear anything.
We didn't hear anything? Hold on.
No.
Cracking open his PayPal, he made it rain directly into Valve's bulging bank accounts, a literal money shot that barely registered in their vast ocean of hat-based transactions. Somewhere, a meter ticked over a certain threshold, and Gabe Newell smiled. He could afford to lay Half-Life 3 for another day. The Gabe Inn was happy. Unaware of the epic video game edging he had just committed upon the glorious PC gaming master race, Steve-O...
There's no gaming.
Oh, shit, there isn't. I'm sorry. He had just committed over the... Upon. Shit, not even over. Y'all didn't catch that either, you nerds. He had just committed upon the glorious PC master race. Steve-O typed off a quick one-handed message. Wolfenstein 2 is on her way to her new master.
Lots of equal signs.
I'm glad I don't have to read a lot.
Hi, I'm Brushfire. I'm really tall, and I'm a big shill for Aroma because I got a rice cooker I can stick my dick in.
Steve, you're contractually required to say Aroma, America's number one rice cooker brand.
The man known only as Brushfire was downloading
say it
yet...
Say it again.
Brushfire.
One more time, baby.
Aroma, America's number one.
Yes! That gets the endorphins flowing.
And endorsements.
Endorsements flowing.
Was downloading yet more furry porn when the Steam notification popped up on his desktop. Even then, he didn't click it straight away. These yiffy vixens were demanding his full attention, and he wanted...
Hey, I prefer bunny girls, not vixens.
His full attention, and he wanted to find some for his fluffy bunny wife.
Hey, that's you! You're the fluffy bunny wife! Say hi to your fans.
I have fans?
Yes.
Man, oh shit. Somebody start a We Love Judy More Than FNF in its entirety Facebook.
Oh, shit. We work really hard on this. I mean, Steve works really hard on this.
Can I make that Facebook page? How
Go
do I
for
do
it,
that?
Babe. I'll like it.
How do I do that?
On Facebook. New page.
It was only minutes later, Download's folder bulging like a shameful erection at a funeral, that he turned...
Hey, my erections are nothing but boisterous and alarming.
At a funeral?
At a funeral.
That's right. At a funeral, in order to cope with the stress and loss, he attaches a siren to the end of his dick.
Well!
David's just the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral.
Can't understand what I mean? You soon will.
No, I don't.
Laughs. Faps.
Faps at a funeral.
No, I have more respect for the dead than that.
That he turned...
That's a visual I didn't need.
Well, they always record one song off their album, Naked.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's an incredible bit of trivia. You're promoted to king in trivia.
I think he was already that.
No.
He was the wizard of the wiki. Now he's trivia king.
He's still king of pizzones, to our chagrin. That he turned his full attention to his Steam client. He hadn't been paying attention to the sales. There wasn't a gimmick this year, and he was too much of a capitalized poor to really splooge out and buy 20 more games he would never play.
Rude.
Then, atop a file...
There,
atop a pile of unanswered trade requests from his TF2 days, was his Steam gift. Double-clicking it open, he caught sight of his rich bounty before catching Steve-O's simple, and elegant message of brotherly love. Fuck you. Aww. Brushfire smiled as a warm glow spread across his chest. Uh-oh, call the ambulance. Love you too, man. Shoving one of his many chickens off the table, he hammered the install button. His mighty and majestic gaming rig stirred to life from her slumber. Large and in charge, with heat sinks and cooling fans the size of watermelons, and a graphics card that don't quit.
It sure don't. The 1080 is dank, yo.
This one bad motherboard cackled as she lined up the connection to Valve servers to her succulent port, eyeing the DL capacity of the fat Ethernet pipe. She sucked, hungrily gobbling down on everything Steam servers could give her, using up 100% of Brushfire's bandwidth and begging for more. And she would need it. Wolfenstein 2 was badly uncompressed in nearly 100 gigabytes in size.
That's not even true!
A hefty jawbreaker for even the heartiest of whores. She would be in for the long haul. In the other room, a cute animated gif of ferrets playing in a box of packaged peanuts stuttered and failed to load.
Oh, that sounds great. I need to look that up.
Nearby, a Dark Souls player was backstabbed from in front by an opponent climbing a ladder, as usual. Across the street, a microwave exploded, lights flickering as the kitchen was bathed in radiation like that scene from Ghost in the Machine. Neighborhood trees burst into blue flames, cooking a family of opossums to a cripsy golden brown. In a nearby hospital, an ultrasound glitched, revealing a worried teen was actually pregnant with octuplets. Brushfire's PC kicked into high gear, cooling systems whirring and whining like a washing basket full of puppies. Already, she could feel the game's components initializing, DirectX reconfiguring itself! I'm sorry, that personally fucking triggers me, because it happens every time we try to fucking stream.
Maybe you should check your games before you stream.
Processor speed and RAM space being pre-allocated and taken over by mega textures. The cheeks of her CPU bulged as she struggled to swallow fast enough, not wanting to spill any packets. David, you've taken networking. You know that that's linguistically correct. When you lose packets, it's called spilling the packets.
I mean, like, I thought it was just packet loss, but you know what? Now that you mention it, I look back on my days in the military, and I remember them saying specifically, spilling the packets.
Yep, and their analogy was showing somebody spilling their packet of Easy Mac powder all over the router.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I could go for mac and cheese
You
right
could
now.
Go for a lot of food, too. Apparently. Russia launched the nukes. Krakatoa erupted again, spewing countless tons of ash into the atmosphere. The moon, directly overhead, was pulled closer to the Earth, disrupting global tides and causing widespread destruction over the coming weeks and months. Yep, dinosaurs became unextinct. This is, Theodore Rex starring Whoopi Goldberg in an animatronic dinosaur.
I remember that movie.
It wasn't a very good movie.
No, it wasn't even bad. Like, it barely qualifies as a movie.
God turned his back on the world. With a roar of circuitry, suddenly Wolfenstein 2 was squirted all over Brushfire's monitor. Title screen, tempting him to go kick some Nazi ass. Can you not do that, please?
That sound sucks.
You suck.
No, that was a good sound. It was just a gross sound. His PC breathed a sigh of... Thanks, Donald. A sigh of relief. The hardest part was over, and now she had a full night of hardcore gaming to look forward to. Brushfire smiled. This was almost as good as a pie zone.
A pie zone.
No, it's a pie zone.
Yeah.
Oh, does it say pie
zone? It says pie zone.
It says pie zone.
Pie zone.
Phonetically speaking, it still says pie zone.
No, it doesn't. It says it's pie zone.
It's pie zone. It says pie zone.
Hold on. Text to speech. Save me.
Yeah, what does it say?
Hold on a second.
Pie zone.
It says pie zone.
Payzone.
Payzone.
That sounds like a fucking advanced payday loans place.
No, and if you're looking for a payzone, look forward to our new Patreon.
Remember to take your ticket with you when you leave your car and visit the payzone on your way back to ensure you can leave the garage quickly and safely.
And at all.
Well, that does it. That's it for season 5. I want to thank Val.
Wait, we did it?
Val.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Payzone, our new corporate sponsor. No, I want to thank David, Logan, Sean, Val, every guest who's come on, everybody who's submitted stories for us, everybody who has listened in live and hung out with us on the Discord. We've gone through all our FIC organization. We have well over 150 stories that have been submitted to us at this point that we still need to read.
Keep doing it!
No, don't keep doing it.
Yes, but keep doing it.
What
if we run out someday?
I can be your angle and I can be your dethrieval, but you're pushing me towards the dethrieval side with all them stores.
Steve-o, when are we coming back?
We should be back. Our first recording is going to be the first week in April 2018. Our submission form for being a guest on Season 6 will be open until the third week of March 2018. So go to FridayNightFanFiction.com or FNF.NightHorseMedia.com. Those links will eventually switch with each other once we get the domain switched over. And go to the Be a Guest tab at the top. Sign up. And we will assign you a date. Our iTunes feed shouldn't change. Our SoundCloud might be changing. But for most RSS feeds, they're going to remain the same. Any updates, we will, of course, tell you on our Facebook and Twitter. That's it for me. Do you guys have any messages now that we're done the season?
Love you.
Okay. David?
I want chips.
I could also go for some chips.
No end. Each step you take is paved with the corpses of your enemies. Their souls will haunt you forever. You shall have no peace. Hear me, snake. My spirit will be watching you.
Oh, okay.
And Sean?
I want a bazone.
You motherfucker, you had a bazone 2 weeks ago.
Guy.
Some of us don't get bazones on demand.
All right, you guys, this is your last opportunity to say washed for the season.
Washed!
No, we can do it next season.
Yes.
No, I was saying washerns.
You know, there are times when you can mix things together and times when you can't.
And guess what? Tanal is a can.
Tanal is a
Tanal. Tanal, yes.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fan Fiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanFiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fan fictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Traveling by Tim Sheehy. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.